on this morning, on this December 31st, 2023. Amen. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Those that are here with us in the sanctuary, that those are with us on YouTube and Facebook, we welcome you. We're here in Cobbs Creek section of West Philadelphia, where the elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. And we are just so glad to be able to worship together congregationally. Amen. Just to be able to see one another and to lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. If you're with me and you have your Bible, amen, or your Bible app, turn or click over to the book of John in the New Testament. And when you get there, we're going to find ourselves in the first chapter. Amen. So that's John 1, and we're going to begin at the first verse. Amen. And as you're doing that, if you would stand, if you're at home, if you would stand, amen, and we can read this message from the Lord. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Amen. Amen. That's our job, to believe the word of God. Amen. Amen. Come on, as we pray on this morning, amen, as you pray with me, amen. And why don't we just do this? Why don't we just declare before the Lord today that he is all things good. Amen. Amen. And to declare means that you say it out of your own self. Amen. I'm not telling you to tell your neighbor. I'm not telling you to say it to the third row or the back row. Amen. But if you would just say it for yourself, God, you are good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. After all of these years, I heard a song this morning. It said, after all these years, God, you are still good. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm not talking about your last year. I'm not talking about whatever's going to happen in 2024, but I'm talking about right now in this moment that you chose to worship your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can tell him, Lord, you are still good. Glory to his name. And if you got a little something else, maybe even you'll tell him, God, you are full of grace and you are full of mercy. Glory to God. If you start thinking about who he is, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you're still full of grace. You're still full of mercy. You haven't lost anything. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Wait, wait, wait. You just remember something else. You said, God, all power is still in your hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, everything is still in your control. Hallelujah. Oh, the word says the government is even upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Somebody else thought all was lost. Hallelujah. But you just remembered that God found you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Father, we thank you on this morning. Oh, we thank you and we acknowledge you for who you are, oh Lord. You're all things good. Hallelujah. You're full of grace. You're full of mercy. Oh, you're omnipresent, God. You're in all places at all times. We can't do that. Hallelujah. But God, you're in all places. You're here in the tabernacle and you're here in our home on the live stream. God, you're everywhere. Oh, glory to your name. God, you're all things that are good. You're all things that are holy and righteous. God, justice is in your hands. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. You're everything, oh God. So we acknowledge you on this morning. Hallelujah. And we declare it
Hallelujah. Oh, and we receive you, oh Lord. Hallelujah, in this place today. So God, while you're here, hallelujah. Oh God, since you're here this morning, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Reveal yourself unto us. Hallelujah. God, reveal yourself unto us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set us on the charge, hallelujah, that you would have for us. Oh, glory to your name. Edify us, God. Build us up this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, do what only you can do. Hallelujah. Renew and refresh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Build us up in the walk that you have laid out before us. Oh, glory to your name. That we would reflect the light that you have brought into this world. Father, we love you on this day. Glory to God. Come on, praise and worship. Come on up here. We love you on this morning. Oh, glory to your name. And we give praise to you. Hallelujah. In your house today. Hallelujah. We lift up the name of the Most High today. Glory to your name, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, O Lord. Oh, glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name. Can I join y'all for just for the first 30 seconds? Come on. Come on. Can y'all join the choir just for 30 seconds? I love you, Lord. I know I ain't got it right. And I lift my voice, come on, you and you and you and you, to worship you. Come on, I'm turning my mic on. do me like Jesus. Nobody, nobody. Thank God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise your name. Oh, bless you. Come on, everybody, everywhere. Come on, give him your best praise. Let's end the year giving him your best. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I worship. I adore you. Yes, I do. If it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Woo! Lord, I thank you. Lord, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefit? Good God, help me. Help me. Help me. Woo! The Lord's been good. He brought me when I couldn't bring myself. The Lord picked me up, turned me around, set my feet
children saved, kept my house covered by his blood, kept me on the road, at work, at home, highways and hedges. Woo! Yeah, I owe the Lord the praise. Yeah, when I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank him. Woo! He saved me from a horrible pit. Woo! Woo! Yes, he did. Woo! I will praise him. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm going to send the year out giving God the glory. Woo! He brought me. He kept me. Healed my body. Brought me out of finance. Woo! I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I owe him the praise. I owe him the praise. Yes, I do. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you for it. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Lord, I thank you for who you are in my life. What shall we render unto the Lord our God for all his benefits towards us? The Lord brought us. That's how we made it. That's how we stand here today on the precipice of another new year. God brought us. That's how we made it. That's how we're still standing. That's why we're in the house of God. The Lord brought us. For that we are grateful. So glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. What a joy to be in the house of God. What a privilege to be among the people of God. And what an advantage to have the Word of God to lead and to guide us into this another new year. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed and holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, forgive us of our debts, even as we forgive our debtors. Holy Spirit, lead us not into temptation, but by your power and by conviction in our heart to obey the word of God. Help us to follow after your word and your truth. Help us, Lord, in this coming year to live for you, to be light that shines from you. Give us courage not to be ashamed. Give us boldness of speech that we might proclaim your name. Help us to be, even as you were, a living epistle read among men. God, help us to tell our story of how you brought us over, of how you made ways for us when no way was possible. Lord, in this coming year, help us to give you the glory and all the praise. Now open our hearts to be receptive to the word of God. Holy Spirit, do in us and through us only what you can do. Holy Spirit, change us so that we are no longer conformed to this world, but are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Teach us how to present our bodies as living sacrifices. Show us how to live holy. Teach us how to be acceptable unto God Himself. Cause us to know and to understand that this is our reasonable duty. So we give you the glory and the honor and the praise right now. And all of God's people said amen, amen, amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Good morning and God bless you. All of those gathered here in the sanctuary, those that are joining us online, we thank God for you. On this, our New Year's Eve, and as I said before, we stand on the cusp of another new year. 2024 is literally around the corner. Amen? Amen. And so with that, let's turn our attention to the Word of God. I know some of you are going to start partying early, so I got to preach quick. Y'all done got it all lined up, so let me get down the road. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter. Just going to look at a short parable there, beginning at verse 13. Then we're going to add to the witness out of the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 10 and 12. Amen. Mark 12, 13. Going to be our primary text. Then we're going to add to the witness out of the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 10 and 12. You need a Bible? You good, Lynn, or do you need a Bible? Good, good, good. If we have a Bible, you can grab a Bible. Thanks. Anyone else need a Bible? Feel free to put your hands up. Thank God for you. As you get it, I am going to invite you to stand with me. Just going to read it out of the Word of God. Mark 12, 13, and then the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 10 and 12. Amen? So Mark 12:13, then they sent to him some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they had come, they said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and care about no one, for you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Shall we pay or shall we not pay? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius that I may see it. And so they brought it. And he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? And they said to him, Caesar's. Jesus answered and said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they all marveled at him. Amen. Okay, to the witness, Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Amen. Moses tells the children of Israel, this is what you got to do. This is what God requires. And he requires it because it is for your good. Amen. So I'm going to preach out of that primary text, just a brief sermon. We're not going to drag it out, but I'm going to preach from the subject, render to God what belongs to God. Okay? Render unto God what belongs to God. Amen. You may be seated all over the church. God bless you. Thank you for standing with me. And so this story is just the continuation of what we have been seeing over the last couple of weeks during this Passion Week of Jesus Christ, him going back into Jerusalem and cleansing out the temple. And as a result of that act and many other things throughout his ministry, the Sanhedrin have been against him. Been against him, and they've come to ask the primary question, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gives you the authority to upset the commerce, the economy of the temple? Who gives you the authority to stop sacrifices from being all, by whose authority? So they're constantly challenging his authority through these various affronts that are occurring each day as Jesus is at the temple complex. And here on this particular day, they come to him and they figured, hey, let's try to trap him or try to ensnare him, or basically get him to say something he will later regret. Let's trick him to go down a road that we can then use against him. Okay? And so they sent to him, it says, Pharisees and Herodians to catch him in his words. Okay? So these learned men are coming, and now they're going to try to create a scenario, right, where there is a no-win situation for Jesus. Either way you go, we're going to get you, right? You've been putting mud on our face all the time, but this time we're going to get you. And here's the question that they say. First, This is what they did to Jesus, and I'm just going to put it out there for you because it is how they're going to approach you as well. Okay? They approach Jesus with false flattery. Okay? When they had come, they said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and that you care about no one." Not that he didn't care, but that he would speak the truth all the time. "For you do not regard the person of men." You're not a respecter of men, but you teach purely the way of God in truth. Okay? So they did the old fashioned, let us butter him up before we set him up. And so then they come and say, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Okay? And I'm not surprised they're bringing up the tax or the money issue. Why? Because again, Jesus stopped the what? The money train. Right? He messed up that whole temple economy. Right? And so they said, "You messed up our money. We're going to trip you up with money. So shall we pay or shall we not pay?" Right? But verse 15 says, "But he knowing their hypocrisy," meaning he knew that their question was not sincere, right? But he understood that they were trying to trap or to ensnare him. So it says, "He knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, 'Why do you test me?'" Right? So why are you trying to do, why are you still testing my authority? Basically what he's saying, why are you still challenging me, right? Have I not provided you enough evidence of who I really am? Okay? Now here's one for the notebook. If they did it to Jesus, it's highly likely they are also going to do it to, right? So you gotta follow this so that you know how to handle yourself when you find yourself, what? In this situation. Regardless of whether it is the issue or question is about taxes, doesn't matter. The issue is people are going to challenge you by what authority do you live your life the way you do. Okay? I always told you I'm trying to be a helpful pastor. And as a helpful pastor, I'm going to try to challenge you or prepare you better. As you go into next year, this is what we are all going to be faced with. By what authority are we living our lives for God? I'm telling you, it's going to be 2024, I guarantee it's going to be your number one issue. People are going to challenge you, right? And not only are they going to challenge you, they're going to try to trick you, right? They're going to challenge you first, and they're going to try to trick you second. Because what? People want you to be what? Under their authority. That's all the Sanhedrin wanted, was to be in control. That's all they said. "We don't care who you are. Just allow us to stay in control," right? I told you a couple of weeks ago, the one thing people with power want more than anything else is what? Keep that power. I don't care what you got to do. Just don't lose it. Keep that power. Because if I keep the power, I can keep in authority. All right? So be prepared going into the new year. People are going to challenge you. They're going to want to know by what authority, right? And when you tell them by God's authority, by the words of God, they're not going to be satisfied. Right? So then the next, they're going to come back and they're going to try to trick you, right? Because they want you to be under their authority. Okay? So good. If you don't get nothing else out the message, you done got it. Okay, Pastor, I got the word. So here it is. He says, "Bring me a denarius that I may see it." Denarius, Roman coin, Roman money, right? "To bring me some money." You're talking about taxes? Bring me some money. They bring him some money, and so they bought it. And he says to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" He basically said, whose face is on the money? That's Caesar's face. And so Jesus says to them, "Then render unto Caesar what is Caesar's." Right? and render unto God what is God's. When he said, look at the money, give him the money. He said, you look at it. Denarius was the poll tax required by all people living in Rome, right? The emperor said, look, everybody's got to pay. That was the poll tax. It was equal to a denarius, one day's wages of a common laborer. Jesus says, here's the money. It has Caesar's face on it. So he says to them, render unto Caesar what belongs to, render unto Caesar's those things that bear his image. Right? And he said, in like manner, render unto God what belongs to God. Right? So here's, cross this bridge and you get the sermon. Right? Those things that belong to God are those things that bear his image. Right? If you got it, say, I got it. If you're not sure, say, Pastor, I need a little more help. I don't get. The coin had Caesar. He said, if that's Caesar's face, then give that to Caesar. But in terms of rendering what belongs to God, give to God those things that bear his image. Might I remind you that Moses tells us in the book of Beginnings that the conversation in heaven was like this. Let us make man in our what? Own image. Render unto God what belongs to God. What belongs to God are those things that are created. What? First in his image and after his likeness. You follow what I'm saying? This is what we render or offer unto God. That word render in Hebrew means is required, like tax is required. How many of you know paying taxes is not voluntary? Okay, not nearly enough of y'all raise your hand, so I'm concerned. I'm concerned about you come April 15th. But again, I'm a helpful pastor. Paying taxes is not voluntary. You follow what I'm saying? Right? But the government says you owe that for the public goods and services we provide. And so when we consider what we render unto God, I want you to understand what we owe God is not a voluntary contribution. It's required. Right? We have the witness that tells us in Deuteronomy, Moses, now with the children of Israel, get ready to go into the promised land. He says this. He says, now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? What do you owe God? I know that's not owing God. God got everything. But we owe him because we're made in his image. And in this witness, there are five things that God requires of us. Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep his commandments. Moses instructs the children of Israel, the first thing you have to do is fear God. Those that are created in his image and likeness must remember to fear him. The concept of fearing God is best understood as reverence or awe. In the original Hebrew, the word fearing God translated means to regard him with feelings of respect and to consider him holy and exalted. Fearing the Lord involves a keen awareness of what God hates, namely sin and wickedness. It includes understanding God's holiness, his judgment on sin and his discipline for those that persist in it. The Apostle Paul described fearing the Lord as hating what is evil and clinging to that which is good. God wants us to avoid his discipline and live our lives in a way that is pleasing to him. We're created in his image. So our life belongs to God. Going into the new year, I'm going to help you. We must do better at pleasing him and not ourselves. All right, if I say it again, let me see if I get more. Amen. Going into the new year, one of our challenges will be to live our lives in a way that pleases him more than ourselves. How many know that's where the rubber hits the road? That's what it always comes down to. Will it be for God or me? Okay? That's just down the middle. There it is, right? If you got it, say, I got it. You got to fear him. The next thing he wants you to do, he said, he wants you to walk in all his ways. Walk in all his ways. The word walk here in Deuteronomy 10 and 12 speaks of how we ought to live and behave. The phrase walk in his ways carries the idea of walking in all of God's ways and living in a way that pleases him. God wants us to follow the example of his son, Jesus Christ, who in every way, his holiness, his love, and in his service, walked in the ways of his father. The Old Testament prophet Samuel tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Right? Let's make a deal going into the new year. Let's make a deal with each other and with God. Let's make a deal. Give him what he wants and not what you don't want. Somebody say, preach, Pastor Ford. Good night. Y'all got to preach him. How many times do we give God not what he wants, but we give God what we don't want? We don't want it. And I don't know where we make the leap of logic to assume that God then somehow wants it if we don't want it. Give God what he wants. And what God wants is obedience to his word. That's what he said. Walk in all his ways, right? If you got it, say, I got it. Now, the next one is to love him. And then we'll say, oh, Pastor, this is the easy one. We're down the road on this one. To love him. God requires our love. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and great commandment. Why is this the first and great commandment? Because your love for God, listen and hear me well, matters. Your love for God matters. I know we like to look at it and always, we always appreciate God's love for us. But your love for him matters. How long is the list of the crazy things we do for people we love? How much more for our God? Well, we're willing to do crazy stuff. Crazy in the sense that it's stuff we wouldn't normally do. I'm not not getting up early for anybody. But our love for God. I'm not reading nobody's Bible, but our love for God. People always come in as a pastor, they always think it's magic. Oh, pastor, you know, and I say the same stuff and they act the same way. I'm like, well, pray more. Well, read your Bible more. They know I'm wasting air. I know I'm wasting air because me telling you to pray more, read your Bible more, sing more, whatever, blah, blah, blah. How many know it really doesn't matter? Right? Because the only thing that matters is what? Your love for God. That is the only thing that will compel you to read His Word. Not me telling you to. You guys, to me, are no different than my kids in my house. Right? See if you can relate to this. When I talk to my kids, everything I say goes where? Seems that there are other parents in the house, right? That doesn't do it for them, right? Something else has to kick in along the way. And if that's the same way, it's the same way with us. Me as a pastor or anyone telling you to do what is right or do what God requires, doesn't matter. But what matters is your love for Him. That's what causes you to pray. Not a Bible study series on prayer. That's what causes you to read His Word. Not me saying for the next 21 days we're going to read the Word of God. That's not going to do it. What matters is your love for God. This is so important. He says this is why it's the greatest commandment. Because our love for God, hear me and hear me well, affects how we love others. Your love for God matters. It really does. He goes on, he said, I want you to love, fear the Lord. What does the Lord require? To fear the Lord your God, walk in His ways, to love Him, and then to serve Him. Genuine love for God expresses itself through service. I know y'all were looking for something. I mean, y'all didn't get it. Y'all all went, Pastor, you had it all. I got it in my notes. Genuine love for God expresses itself through service. Right? If you don't believe me, that's 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Everything you read about love in that chapter is what? Service. Every time he talks about love, it's what? In action. This is what love does. This is what love does. It's always what? In service. Is your love for God in service? Now you can see why love matters. Because if you don't love Him, then you won't. The two go hand in hand. Right? And if our love relationship with God is not right, our love relationship with everyone else will be what? Out of order. Be out of order. Are you with me? Okay. If you want me to hurry up, say, Pastor, hurry up. Y'all know y'all want to say that. Y'all are like, Pastor, this is not the New Year's Eve message we were hoping for. Jesus Christ, our example, was the ultimate servant. Serving God is not forced. It's not a forced obligation, but a free, natural, joy-filled response to the love that God has already lavished upon us. To love God is to serve God. Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Lastly, this is what God requires. This is what we ought to render unto God, and that is to observe and keep his commandments. When we observe the Lord's command, we prove our love for him. It is our obedience that proves our love. And we show our faithfulness to him when we keep his commands. Moreover, the Lord asks us to obey his commands for our benefits. This is the wonderful thing about that whole passage. At the very end, in the verse 13, he says, he's asking for all of this for your good. God said, "This, I don't get anything out of this. Everything I'm asking you to do for me is actually for you." That's the wonder of God's love for us. He requires it of us so that what? He can give it back to us. Psalms 19 and 8 says, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure and enlightening to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, even fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." In summary, what God requires and what we should render is our whole mind, our whole body, and our soul. Since we have all been created in the likeness and image of God. As we go into the new year, render unto God what belongs to God. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen. We thank the Lord for his word today. Amen. Amen. And just at this time, amen, as we are at this part of the service, one of the things that we can certainly offer up to the Lord is our life. Amen. We say it so often. We open these doors almost every Sunday. We do it on the live stream for those who would just write into the chat session. But we do it so that there's an opportunity that we can receive everything that God has promised to the believer. Amen. And that is not just life, but eternal life with him and all the benefits that he's written to us in this love letter, which we call the Holy Bible. Amen. So I just want to take this time, if there's one who desires to know the Lord and desires for others to come alongside you and to guide you in this path and to teach you what he has done for us and what he has promised. As my deacons come, amen, we'll just invite you at this time just to come forward, amen, and we would receive you and welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen. For those that are online, amen, throw it in the chat session. And I want one of my deacons that's online, I want you to note if anybody responds on the chat session this morning, amen, so that we can connect with them. Amen. We've got our website, taylortabernacle.com, where we have a contact us section. We have our phone number, 215-748-4578, the call. And we want to connect with you. Amen. God. And so listen, while our deacons are here, we're going to pray. And this is what maybe you didn't accept that call this morning, but I want you to do this. And I need you to do this on the chat line this morning. I want you in your mind right now just to think on one of your family members, one of your friends, one of your coworkers who you desire to for the Lord to do the work of salvation. Amen. Amen. Not to cure something that's in their house, not to heal them, not to work with a problem that they're facing, but someone that you desire for the Lord to move in them in the way of salvation. I just want you to have them on your mind while we pray this morning. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you have done on our behalf, everything that you intended and purpose towards us from the very beginning when you spoke forth light and life into this world. Father, everything that you intended for your children, we pray that that would reach one right now who desires you and who is seeking you. Father, remove every obstacle that may be in their way, every naysayer that might say that they would never be saved, that they could never return to your church. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, move towards them quickly. Seal the deal right now, God, in their hearts. Cover them with your grace, your mercy, and your protection. And in the name of Jesus, God, save their soul. Do what we cannot do, oh God, and let it be for your glory. Lord, we love you and we bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, 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 amen. Listen, thank you, deacons. Listen, let's continue. Let's stay with it. Whoever was on your mind, amen, when you pray, amen, ask God for their salvation. Ask God to have an encounter with them, to meet them where they are. Amen. Maybe they won't come to the church. Meet them, O Lord, where they are in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, brother Gabriel's coming and he's going to move us as we transition. Come on, Gabe, you can come up. He's going to transition us in our way of giving. I want to use this time to thank the movement that's already gone. From giving in the way of our angel tree to now we're giving in the way of our own Miss Christina Rook for her hygiene locker project. Amen. So we want to thank those who have already started, who have brought some things to give. We do have a box if you bought something physically. I do know that a couple of you jumped online and have given financially on the link. Those of you that still need that link, it has been in our email newsletters that come from the church as well as on our social media. So jump to it. If you need it, we can get it to you. And, you know, we have across our various social media outlets and our newsletter, we have, maybe 200-300 folks. So just imagine if everybody or even just a portion jumped on and gave $5, $10, $20, $50 towards this project, what that could do for this school in South Philadelphia. Amen. Amen. Deacon, Brother Gabriel.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TELLER61 to phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to tellertabernacle.com/given and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. Cash App $ Taylor Tabernacle. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes left offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. You may also give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App and $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Gabriel. And I'll be reading the announcements for your hearing. The pastor and our leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue by Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your email address and we will add you to the list. When you decide to come and worship with us in person, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had COVID-19, we encourage you to please stay home. Amen. So here are our upcoming events, dates. On Wednesday night, prayer and Bible study at 7 o'clock by Google Meet. If you need that link, feel free to email us at info@taylortabernacle.com. And then Sunday school will resume on Sunday, January 14th, and it's held from 8:30 to 9 a.m. also by Google Meet. It's held 2nd through 5th Sundays. So if you need that link, feel free to email us, info@taylortabernacle.com. And youth, adults, families, remember Pastor Ford's YLE challenge to invite your friends, family, and neighbors to participate in our YLE program. This year, there's no watch night service, but feel free to worship with your family and friends. Go to their churches. Amen. I'm excited, y'all. This is New Year's Eve. We made it. We made it through another year. I'm excited. Amen. So we're going to finish strong. And look, next year, look, get ready, y'all. Get ready, because we're going to go out with a bang, right? We're getting ready for everything that God wants to do, not only in Taylor Tabernacle, but in our individual lives. He is commanding us to grow. If you are the same today as you were at the beginning of the year, listen, something didn't take place right this year, right? So next year, look, we got an opportunity to not only strengthen our relationship with God, but to serve one another with his love as the sermon today. Guys, let me get back to the script. Let me get back. So, Pastor, so with that, that commandment to grow, Pastor Ford is inviting us to join him in a New Year's fast. He is asking all members to fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to pray at 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. from Tuesday, January 2nd through Saturday, January 6th. Amen. We can do this. And if you can't eat, if you're not able to fast, I encourage you to talk to God about it. Maybe you can do fruits and vegetables. There's something else you can do in place of. But whatever you do in your heart, just say, oh, I can't do that, and then not do anything. Because there is something you can do on this fast. And if it's something you can't do with food, then still pray. 6 a.m., noon, 6 p.m. We got this, y'all. This blessing that God has for us is for all of us. And so I'm encouraging all of us to don't say, I can't do that, but say, I can do something. And Pastor Ford is also asking all members to attend the first Sunday service on January 7th. We're going to have 8:30 a.m. corporate prayer. Also, don't say, I can't do that. Look, if I can do it, you can do it. Amen. 8:30 a.m. Just start preparing now. You can do it. We got this, y'all. And then 10 a.m. morning worship, followed by fellowship dinner on the third floor. And I know Sister Barbara, there's still things that we need for this fellowship dinner. So I encourage you to see Sister Barbara today. There is something you can bring. There is something that is needed. And if you can't cook like me, amen. Look, paper products. There is something that's needed. But talk to our sister Barbara about what is needed. And everyone can serve. We need people that can serve food. There is always a need for people to clean up after the dinner. So if you can't bring something, then set in your heart that I'm going to serve in whatever way the Lord leads you. Amen. So that is the announcements for this week. Amen. And I pray that everyone has a blessed rest of the day as our pastor comes out for the benediction.
Have brought your personal hygiene items. I'm going to ask that you just go ahead and put them in the box. As we conclude service, feel free to drop them in the box. Thanks those who have already given those. They said who have given online. What a blessing this will be to young people in our neighborhood. So thank you for your generosity in giving to the hygiene closet. And so with that, the one thing I will say, Jordan told me to tell, he said, Dad, just tell him. He said, man, y'all done got soft. That's why I'm just telling you what he said. And Lanani was in the car with me. Cause I said, we're not having, he said, y'all not having watch night. He said, y'all done got soft. Be that as it may, here's what I want to say, though. Stay safe. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, stay safe. Let's start the year off with all of us here on next Sunday. Amen? Fair enough. Shall we stand? Hey, after the conclusion, I'm going to have this New Year's prayer. Then after that, I'm going to step down. I'm going to ask everyone. I'm going to get a mask. I got a mask on my desk. I want everyone to shake my hand before we part for the new year. It's been a long time because of the pandemic, you know, that really wasn't in our protocol for me to come down and all that type of stuff. But I think we're far enough beyond that and going into the new year. So after prayer, definitely greet one another, all that good stuff. But I'm just going to be standing here. Before you take off, just come, shake my hand. Just want to love on you and hug on you. As we close out the new year and go into the new one. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, as we stand on the threshold of a new year, we want to express our deepest gratitude for the past year's blessings. Thank you for your faithfulness, your love, and your constant presence in our lives. We acknowledge your sovereignty over the days gone by and the days yet to come. Dear Lord, we look towards you, our hope, our peace, and our comfort in the coming new year. And as we enter the unknown of the coming year, we ask for your guidance and your wisdom. Illuminate our path with your light so that we may walk in your ways and make choices that align with your will. Help us to seek first your kingdom and trust that all other things will be added unto us. O great God, we come before you seeking renewal in the new year. Renew our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. May we be transformed by the power of your Holy Spirit, leaving behind the old and embracing the new that you have in store for us. Now may the Lord bless you. Now may the Lord keep you. Now may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you all. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and the Lord give you peace. Amen. 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 God bless you, Taylor.